DNA Fortune Teller is the culmination of a century of genetic research, investigating what makes us who we are. When psychology emerged as a science in the early 20th century, it focused on the environmental causes of behavior. Environmentalism, the view that we are what we learn, dominated psychology for decades. From Freud onwards, the family environment, or nurture, was assumed to be the key factor in determining who we are. In the 1960s, geneticists began to challenge this view. Psychological traits from mental illness to mental abilities clearly run in families, but there was a gradual recognition that family resemblance could be due to nature or genetics rather than nurture alone, because children are 50% similar genetically to their parents. Since the 1960s, scientists conducting long-term studies on special relatives like twins and adoptees have built a mountain of evidence showing that genetics contributes importantly to psychological differences between us. The genetic contribution is not just statistically significant, it's massive. Genetics is the most important factor shaping who we are. It explains more of the psychological differences between us than everything else put together. For example, the most important environmental factors, such as our families and schools, account for less than 5% of the differences between us, in our mental health or how well we did at school, once we control for the impact of genetics. Genetics accounts for 50% of psychological differences, not just for mental health and school achievement, but for all psychological traits, from personality to mental abilities. I'm not aware of a single psychological trait that shows no genetic influence. The word genetic can mean several things, but in this book, it refers to differences in DNA sequence, the 3 billion steps in the spiral staircase of DNA that we inherit from our parents at the moment of conception. It's mind-boggling to think about the long reach of these inherited differences that form the single cell with which we began life. They affect our behavior as adults when that single cell with which our lives began has become trillions of cells. They survive the long and convoluted developmental pathways between genes and behavior, pathways that meander through gene expression, proteins, and the brain. The power of genetic research comes from its ability to detect the effect of these inherited DNA differences on psychological traits without knowing anything about the intervening processes. Understanding the importance of genetic influence is just the beginning of the story of how DNA makes us who we are. By studying genetically informative cases, like twins and adoptees, behavioral geneticists discovered some of the biggest findings in psychology because, for the first time, nature and nurture could be disentangled. The implications of these findings are transformative for psychology and society and for the way you think about what makes you who you are. For example, one remarkable discovery is that even most measures of the environment that are used in psychology, such as the quality of parenting, social support, and life events, show significant genetic impact. How is this possible when environments have no DNA themselves? As we shall see, genetic influence slips in because these are not pure measures of the environment out there, independent of us and our behavior. We select, modify, and even create our experiences in part on the basis of our genetic propensities. This means that correlations between such so-called environmental measures and psychological traits cannot be assumed to be caused by the environment itself. In fact, genetics is responsible for half of these correlations. For example, what appears to be the environmental effect of parenting on children's psychological development actually involves parents responding to their children's genetic differences. A second crucial discovery at the intersection of nature and nurture is the unexpected way in which the environment makes us who we are. Genetic research provides the best evidence we have for the imp-